We are at the two dots, seven lines up from the bottom on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Galil Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Galil mentioned that if it's on Mechubadim, if the image is on something which is dignified, then it's prohibited, but if it's not, then it's okay. So Gemara asks, Eizahein Mechubadim ve'eizahein Mevuzin, what's considered dignified and what's considered undignified? Amar Rav, Mechubadim l'mala min amayim, Mevuzim l'mata min amayim. Says Rav, it depends on the location on the vessel. If it's on the higher level, it's above where the water level would be of the vessel, that's considered Mechubad, dignified. If it's beneath, that's undignified. Shmuel says, no, it has nothing to do with the location of the image, but rather, Eilu Eilu Mevuzin, those are both cases of undignified vessels. Why? Because it's about the vessel itself. What's considered a dignified vessel? Sha'al Hashirim al Nezavim al Tabos. If it's on a bracelet, or the image is on a bracelet, or a nose ring, or a regular ring, that's when it's Mechubar. If it's on another type of vessel, like a drinking vessel or a cooking vessel, that's considered Mevuzah, whether it's above the water level or below the water level. Tanya kavasei de Shmuel, we have Raisa which supports Shmuel's statement. Mechubarim sha'al ashirim el anezavim el atabaos. Mechubar, a dignified vessel, is on bracelets, nose rings, and rings. Mevuzin sha'al yoros v'al kum kumusim v'al mechame chamim v'sha'al hasadini v'al mitpachos. Any of the other cooking items, those are all, or on sheets, or on gloves, so those are all mitzvahs, those are all things which are considered images which would be considered mevuzah because of what they're on. Okay, we continue with the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Sochek Vizora Leruach Omati Layam. Rabbi Yossi says, with regards to these idols, you have to ground them and throw them into the wind, or matalyam, throw them into the ocean. Because again, we don't want a Yisrael to get benefit from it, so you grind it up, therefore you won't have an issue of any Jew ever getting a hold of it. Amrulo, they said to him, afu nasa zevel. Well, hold on a second, if you throw it into the wind, well then ultimately it can become manure, and then you can get benefit from it. Shenemar lo yidbak b'cha me'uma min acherim. It says lo yidbak b'cha me'uma. So perhaps then the idea of being zora l'ruach is not one which we should be suggesting. So now the Gemara begins. Tanya, Amr lehem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to them. Again, Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah. Palo kvar nemar. Does it not already say ve'es chataschem asher asisem es ha'egel Lakachti, Vasrovoso Tachon, Vasrovoso Baish, Vaekososo Tachon, Hetev, Adasher Dakla Afar, Vashliche Safaro, Elhanachal, Hayor Minahar. So, what do you see here? When Bnei Israel sinned with the Egel, Moshe took the Egel, he ground it up, and he burned it on fire, and he threw the dust, the Afar, into the Nachal. So clearly, it could be used that it was Moshe might have made it some of the ash or the egel to use it for fertilizer. Well, how could Moshe have done it? So the Gemara says, Amrulo, they said back to Rabbi Yossi, Misham Raya, is that a proof? Harayu Omer, Vayizir al Pnei Amayim, Vayashkes Pnei Yisrael. He gave it to them to drink. What do you mean? Lonis Kavin el Leborkin Gesotos. He put the ground egel ash into the drink, into water, to check them like a sota, that anyone who participated would be killed and be blown up. Amr lehem Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Yossi again wants to try to support his idea that you can be zora leruach. V'haluk far nemar v'gam esmacha imo imasa hamelech hisira migvira asher asasa.
So he said that King Asa ended up taking this Nachal Kidron. He ground up some of Avodah Zarah and he burned it and put it in Nachal Kidron, which seems to indicate that you can be sochek v'zor l'ruach and there's no issue. So the Gemara answers, Amrullo, the rabbi said back to Rabbi Yossi, Misham Rai, is that a proof? Nachal Kidron Eino Megalot Tzmachim. Now, Nachal Kidron is not a place where vegetation grows. So even if you grind it there and you leave it there, it won't be an issue because it won't cause vegetation. Why not we make a gezerah that you shouldn't do it because if you do it there, you might end up doing it in another location. Okay, I guess they weren't concerned for that gezerah. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, "Velo, is it really true that there's no vegetation in Nachal Kidron?" V'atanya, elu ve'elu misarbin ba'ama ve'yosim l'Nachal Kidron v'nimkarim le'gananin le'zevel u'molin behen. Said that in Nachal Kidron, there's a brisa which talks about blood which meets and goes to Nachal Kidron, and there's an issue of me'ila because if you use the blood from korbanos and so on and so forth, there's going to be an issue of vegetation that's going to grow there. So you see, in Nachal Kidron, there is vegetation. So how would you be able to be sochik the avodah zarah and then leave it there because it can fertilize the ground? So the Gemara answers, Mekomos Yeshbo. Yesh Mekom Megadol Tzmachim, V'yesh Mekom She'en Megadol Tzmachim. No, there are places in Nachal Kidron Valley that it is conducive to vegetation, and others where it's not. So in the areas where it's not conducive to vegetation, then you would be able to be Sochik in Zorah L'Ruach, and the other places you couldn't. But that being said, we still have a difficulty with Rabbi Yossi that, and generally speaking, you cannot be sochek v'zorah l'ruach.